everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor at SearchStorage.com. I'm here today with George Crump, Lead Analyst at Storage Switzerland, to talk about efficient data storage. Hi, George, and thanks for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
So, George, my first question is, storage efficiency covers a lot of ground. Now, what are the chief areas we should be thinking about when it comes to efficient data storage?
Well, the big thing is to understand why you're trying to be more efficient. There's a lot of ramifications in storage efficiency, so part of it is the kind of the immediate thing which people get focused on is how much disk is sitting idle or how much storage am I buying that I'm not using. But there's also other ramifications power, cooling, as well as just the time to provision and manage that storage. So it's a broader concept than just how much dollars can you save.
Okay. Now, according to a recent storage magazine survey, a lot of disk capacity is still wasted among companies. Now, why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of that started because disk was cheap and it was just easier and felt faster, if you will, to throw more storage at the problem. And we're now reaching a point where while disk is continuing to get less expensive, it's not at the rate that it used to be. Plus, we're also starting to run into this challenge of running out of data center floor space or running out of electrical. And unless people are going to start building, you know, nuclear power plants in their data centers, we've got to do something. So part of it was just the ease of adding storage. And now it's the complexity of becoming efficient.
Okay. Now, let's talk about built-in versus third-party tools. How do you decide whether you need a third-party tool?
Well, from a analysis and discovery perspective, there's probably that's what we look at as built-in versus third-party tools. So, in general, you probably receive something from your storage manufacturer, whoever you bought your storage from, that was sort of a default tool that came with the product. And those are fine, obviously, because they're inexpensive, probably free, and they certainly do typically an effective job managing that storage system. Their challenge is that they're generally isolated to just that storage system, where in most worlds, you have certainly more than one storage system. You have switches, you have virtual machines, all these different things that impact storage. So that's the advantage of the third-party tool is typically it provides you a much broader view of the environment. And we've even seen manufacturers bring in their own and purchase a broader tool for that purpose.
All right. Now, what about the solutions that allow you to put more data in the same space, like deduplication and compression?
Right. So we look at tools as the tools question as a how do I discover what I have, right? And then there are appliances that allow you to store more data in the same or maybe even less space. And there's two typical types today. There's compression appliances and there are deduplication, either appliances or techniques. And when to decide between those really depends on your use case. Are you using NFS or a SAN? And then also what type of data are you storing? One of the big things that I think people forget a lot with deduplication is that dedupe by its nature only works well if there's redundant data. So if you have an environment that doesn't have a lot of redundant data, then it's not going to work very well. But for example, in the VMware use case and to a lesser extent home directories, a very, very good results with deduplication and compression.
Okay. Now, what are the latest developments that you would talk about in built-in storage efficiency tools and techniques?
Well, I think probably the biggest development we're seeing is the integration directly into the VMware vCenter console and a better exposure to the virtual machine. So instead of looking and reporting on what the host is doing, more tools are able to report on what the specific virtual machine is doing. And that's, in a capacity or efficiency standpoint, that's essential. Because now you can begin to look and see how much capacity particular virtual machines have assigned to them and how much of those are they using.
Okay. So what would you say are the most important metrics to look at in storage efficiency? Data footprints, CPUs, what would you say?
I would say the first thing to know is to understand what kind of data you have, and that tool that we talked about earlier is really essential in giving you that. And then once you have that inventory, if you will, in hand, then knowing what is going to be the most effective from a capacity utilization standpoint for you. And then from there, it's really what's problem is hurting you the most. If you're running out of data center floor space, then obviously being able to shrink that becomes very important. If you're running out of power or cooling, being able to shrink that becomes important.
Okay, great. Now, to wrap things up, George, can you list the two most important steps people could do right away to improve their storage efficiency?
Sure. I think I've kind of hinted on the first one. I'm a big believer in you don't know what it's really hard to know what to do if you don't know what you have. And so getting that initial assessment or inventory done of what your storage assets look like is critical. And then once you have that, I think the next step is to quickly implement one of the more basic optimization products like deduplication or compression, just so you can immediately take care of the easy stuff before you move on to some of the more challenging storage efficiency projects.
Okay. Thank you for all those answers, George.
Sure.
And for more information on efficient data storage, you can visit searchstorage.com.